Fairly enough, the humidity dropping off, so may feel a bit more comfortable in the morning tomorrow and a little less humid for the afternoon. Tuesday, under sunshine and partly cloudy skies. Shower or thunderstorm to pop up. Early 70-ish, some 60s. Go to a high tomorrow of low 80s. It's 60s all across the board Tuesday night. 60s for the mornings Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly dry, sunny for the afternoons, low 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Do you need business funding? Get up to $25,000 same-day business funding. Do you have an active business checking account? Gross over $5,000 monthly. Have you been in business for 6 months or longer? Quick Funding Leasing also offers, if you own commercial property free and clear, borrow up to 70% LTV. They offer sales, lease, back, equity funding, and bridge loans funding, equipment funding. Borrow up to 45 to 65% LTV on equipment you own. 888-972-7436. 888-972-7436.
The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m. The place for unadulterated truths, brought to you by a pillar of the New Orleans community. From civil rights to constitutional rights to elder rights to just what's plain right, the Beat Exchange is your local community voice. Tune in to the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
When you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when
the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying, you bring on the rain.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of the Beat Exchange. And lots of stuff has happened since last week. And we're just going to touch on a little bit of it. Of course, I have a problem with our local news not talking about what was found in the forensic audits in Arizona. And it seems like Maricopa County relegated election processes to a printer, and they caught them providing inaccurate counts of ballots received by Election Day and not having any chain of custody documents. So when you don't have chain of custody documents, that you have to understand that's where they can't prove where the ballot came from or who handled it. So that's a problem. But anyway, another issue with that is that the same printer was scanning ballots, and none of the election workers were involved. And so they have witnesses that testified to that, and the printing company that supplied the ballots in the 2020 election may be guilty as the voting machines are in altering the election results. So Runbeck is the name of the printing company. And they printed up ballots and sent those fake ballots to Georgia. And so that's gone on under the surface. But our local news said that on the day of the release of the results of the election audit, most of the results, that it reaffirmed a Biden win. It didn't. It blew it out the water. And so there was 86,000 ballots that they could that had no person living at that address, at the addresses. So it was all like phantom voters. And so they found, like, it through canvassing, you know, the addresses and stuff like that. It's like empty lots or buildings that were vacant and stuff like that. So they had gotten like 86,000 of those. So that's sad that we can't get the truth from our local media, but say, hey, they're not telling us the truth about the vaccines. And, you know, it's up to you whether you want to get a vaccine or not. Anybody that I know in my neighborhood, they got the vaccine. They all got sick with COVID. Supposed to be a preventative. The other thing is that I find it hard to imagine that we're in position for forced vaccinations, but yet the people who are forcing themselves into our country, which is basically a border crisis with an invasion, you would call it, they don't have to be vaccinated. They don't even have to be tested. So that's a little strange for me. So, you know, that's out of anything anybody has said, that's, you know, why we should take it, why we shouldn't take it, that where people who we're not allowed to know their background or anything about them, they're not worried whether they have COVID or not, even though they caught that at the facilities that they were processing them through, and a measles outbreak. So they don't have to be vaccinated. And then someone else told me that they've been being given ivermectin. So that's wild. So, but everybody else has to be vaccinated. Then they say it's a depopulation thing with Bill Gates. It's like, oh man, this is going way off the road for any of it to be real. But that's what we get for not having control of our elections. Because it was shown like in 2018 midterms that we had serious problems. And when we had a red tsunami, and that was changed days and weeks after the election through a blue wave that Democrats kept saying, like Maxine Waters, I will be chairman of the Financial Services Committee. And this woman's been years in a row the most corrupt a member of the U.S. Congress with Judicial Watch. So that's a nonpartisan government watchdog group out of Washington, D.C., and you need to check into them because they have a lot of interesting articles on their website. And they kept it going about election integrity when everybody was telling other people, sit down and shut up, like just, you know, accept that Biden's brother. No. Not after we saw him touching little girls and everything, and Obama's not saying anything at White House events. Then we find out that they got all kind of crazy things on Hunter Biden's computer, Nancy Pelosi's son's computer, you know, laptops that they carry around with them and take photos of different stages of their perversions. So, you know, you got to look at those. I couldn't, you know, I just saw flashes of and said, nope, that's enough for me to know. I mean, so then another thing, there's a big assault upon an American First conservative and candidate for Congress. He's a former Navy chief, Jerome Bell. He was suspended from Twitter at the behest of Newsweek. And what it was, he posted to an article for Newsweek, audit all 50 states, arrest all involved, try all involved, convict all involved, and execute all involved Maricopa County fraud. And so from that time, his Democrat opponent started fundraising, and he said there's no such thing as election fraud, that he's unhinged. Well, yeah, anyway, here we go.
I'm gonna switch me a couple of them every time it rains. You gotta see a locomotive, probably think it's a train. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. Is sunshine, it's just a twinkle in my eye. I got a ring around my finger called the 4th of July. When I get lonesome, a tear falls from my cheek. There's gonna be an ocean in the middle of the week.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
WGSO, from the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to jw.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made landfall. Advanced preparation relieved stress as the Goche family prepared to evacuate. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress. So for me, I would have been scrambling if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on jw.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
I want to go the whole minute.
They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette.
haven't even reached a minute yet, Anthony. I need to have my 1 minute segments. But anyway, so South Africa's highest court wants to be free of the, wants to free the continent from the New World Order and Central Bank. So this is something you should read on BitChute, BitChute.com. And it's a lot of uncensored things. And it's a great article that was a lead-in to the video. It says, the biggest case in the world right now, and not only are the people of South Africa seeking a ruling to hold their president and parliament liable for the damages inflicted by the globalist COVID crime against humanity, but they're also seeking a ruling that will liquidate their central bank in order to pay damages suffered by the people. So where that goes, that takes care of the entire continent of Africa. And this could actually be a big breakthrough event for the world. Been praying for, because the Constitutional Court was completely corrupted. Their Constitutional Court, South Africa Constitutional Court, is not completely corrupted as the rest of the world. And this case would never have gotten to where it is if it was. So South Africa's highest court to free the continent from the New World Order and Central Bank. You can see that on BitChute. Now, when, you know, I heard that Ashna was forcing their employees to have their spouses vaccinated, or they were going to take money out their paycheck. So let me give you a little background on, so I don't have to hold back for them as a health network. There's a book that you should read. And of course, the interview, the articles about the book are just as interesting as the book. And so this is what I got off the internet for a little summary of the book. It's called Dr. Mary's Monkey. And it's a book by Edward T. Haslam. And it was, and the summary is about how the unsolved murder of a doctor, a secret laboratory in New Orleans, and cancer-causing monkey viruses are linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK assassination, and emerging global epidemics. Now, didn't Dr. Miskovitz bring up something about Dr. Fauci and the AIDS virus? Well, this is part of the play that New Orleans had in it. And so there's another article written about the book by Dr. Brobson Lutz. You can find that on myneworleans.com, which is, you know, a digital magazine. I think he wrote the article like in 2017. He's got a pretty good take on it. And, you know, like many decades ago, these type of research facilities in manipulating viruses were called germ warfare labs. But now these types of research facilities are developing what you call bioweapons. Same thing. But it's really surprising how David Ferry plays into everything. So you're going to have to get the book. But the book's like from the 60s and 70s. So, you know, somewhere up in there, I don't know. Now, there's 92 state legislators that have signed on to the letter demanding a 50-state election audit and decertification. So a state senator, Wendy Rogers, had 41 a week ago. Now she has 92 because people are seeing what exactly happened. Now, the Maricopa County audit, because that was so weird, now they're doing Pima County in Arizona. And so that's good, you know, because, you know, Biden only allegedly won by 10,000. But they fined an $86,000 just in Maricopa, suspicious, and other discrepancies. So, you know. Now, I saw a new website called spiritofchange.org. And, you know, they talk about hair is power, cooking made easy, the spiritual roots of hair, you know, the crown chakra. It was pretty interesting. I mean, I'm from the 60s, you know, and so I like to read about all that stuff. So that is the spirit of change. Then there's a formula for detoxing your liver. And I found that on looking at herbal remedies. And, you know, people could use that, you know, because the liver cleans your blood and everything and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a pineapple, ginger, lemongrass, cucumber, you know, and that's the second layer. But the first layer that you put in was the juice from bok choy and dandelion greens. But you see, the pineapple and the ginger and the lemongrass and the cucumber makes it even more tasty, but it's very interesting. It's worth a shot, really. And I was going to start with the Lord's Prayer for the radio show, but I liked to express things a different way. But we did, we do know it's a fight against spiritual warfare with everything else, you know, and we just have to be able to fight strong. We're going to have a rebel on in a little bit from Overpasses for America. And one of my favorite websites that I've come across, and I mean, I really like this one, is Church Militant. It's Catholics that promote and let you know about news within the Catholic Church that you're not going to hear on local stuff, like that there are members of the LGBTQXYZ, whatever, members who are applying for the seminary, to enter the seminary Catholic Church, and they falsify in documents claiming they are male to enter the seminary when they really biological females. So anyway, that's just something. Church Militant, Michael Boreas. They devout Catholics, actually.
One's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
America's schools are closing. which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The state has recorded another death of a juvenile from coronavirus. State health officials said today a child between 12 and 17 passed away over the weekend. A four-year-old died from COVID just last week. This brings the total number of kids killed by the virus in Louisiana to 18. The statewide COVID death toll has reached just over 14,000 persons. The state has initiated its own trailer program for those rendered essentially homeless by Hurricane Ida. The temporary shelters will be put on residents' property when possible, but a few trailer park complexes may be put up as well. This most affects storm victims in Terrebonne Parish, where thousands had catastrophic home damage. HOMO Representative Tanner McGee says the way some of them are living now is heartbreaking.
Seeing people who in a community haven't showered since the storm, that's real today. There's places in Terrebonne Parish that people have not had the ability to take a shower. And so, I mean, when you think about that, it's really troubling.
For help, go to ida-sheltering-la.com. This is news on LRN.
Hello! Oh, so glad you could make it. How have you been? This is some great weather we're having, huh? And with whom am I speaking on this fine day?
Joe.
You sure about that? Just kidding. Joe. So what are you looking for today?
Something fun, really. Just browsing.
Joe! Have I got the perfect thing for you?
You do?
I do! October scratch-offs from the lottery.
Lottery?
Yes, lottery. Stay with me, Joe. I've got match 3 tripler, or how about some gold? And finally, we have lucky 7, each one guaranteeing fun and affordably priced. What do you think, Joe?
Sounds great.
Introducing the October scratch-offs from the lottery. Match 3 tripler, win up to $3,000. Gold, win up to $12,000. And lucky 7, where you can win up to $100,000. Pick up all three at any lottery retailer.
Hello! So glad you could make it. How have you been? This is some great weather we're having, huh? And with whom am I speaking on this fine day?
Cindy?
Well, Cindy, do I have some fun games?
Play Match 3 Tripler, Gold, and Lucky 7 today for your chance to win up to $100,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Everything Old is New Again is moving from Saturday at 1 to Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's Everything Old is New Again.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Back in the States.
New York Dolls. I actually met them down in New Orleans, and they fit in with the drag queens. No, but they were all men, believe me. But that was a good addition to New Orleans. They fit in. You know, people thought I met them and developed friendships with them in New York. Nope, New Orleans. So a lot of people come to New Orleans, you know, to vacation and wind up moving here or driving through, you know, or coming and visit someone that they met in another city, and they come to New Orleans and all of a sudden, nope, we got this going on. So, but New Orleans is so kooky, you know, when it comes to the court system, you got serious thugs on the bench. I don't care what anybody says. You know, if you don't have respect for yourself as a judge, then I don't have to have respect for you. There's such a thing as decorum. Now, if a man can stand in the courtroom, an attorney can stand in the courtroom and threaten a judge, if you rule against me, I'll see to it personally, you're removed off the bench. It's like, what? My God. Nothing happens to him. I mean, it's like, she don't deal. The court reporter wouldn't even give me a transcript of my proceedings before the state of Louisiana where he said that. That was Mr. Whitman from the Stone Pigman Law Firm. You know, practice like practices, right? He plays racketeering, uses, hides behind a law license. And I could prove that because I was in a slam accident. They're trying to cover up in all the questions in this. You know, I'm a passenger in the back seat of a medical transportation vehicle and the driver. You know, and then all of a sudden you want to ask me about Ponchatoula. What does that have to do with me sitting in the back seat of a medical transportation van? But hey, that's how they play. But you know what? I'm going to help fix the system where you're not on pins and needles being upset in a deposition because somebody decides they're going to play for a lawyer that, like Phil Whitman or Desiree Charbonnet, Bernard Charbonnet, or Cecilia Woodley, that need to have things covered up with their phony baloney documents. That's why I was in a slammer accident. See, there were witnesses that jumped out at the time that we had this truck hit us. We were stopped. I don't care what your video says. I edit videos. I know when a video's being edited. It speeds up, dummies. So, that makes it pretty good. But what? How is your insurance company in bankruptcy now? Yeah. So my accident was a few months before they had a name for it, which is slammer, because they busted a bunch of attorneys in New Orleans for pulling this with people. See, I had the back window of my Lincoln shot out when I refused to sign papers that would have helped them cover up their white-collar crime. But I didn't know what that was. What they were doing, it was just a paper given to me that didn't make sense. They wanted me to sign. That's Rhonda Gabb and Associates, corrupt. They take advantage of elderly people. They threaten elderly people. And I'm going to prove it. You ain't so, oh, you're not, you're just a puppet in this? No, you ran front for this, Rhonda Gabb and Associates, with Josie Giffen, who's the high most pious award in the Catholic Church. A whore. A whore, Josie Giffen. A whore signing known fraudulent documents. And when she gets herself in trouble with the other people that were acquiring money off those phony documents, then my mother and I had to be the pawns in their game. That's why Whitman and Desiree Charbonnet and Bernard Charbonnet were covering up that a bogus ID was used in my name to go to all the bank accounts, all the banks, with their operative, Miss Melanie Gautreaux. saying she's my sister. No, she's a whore married to my brother, tramp. A white trash tramp. Who would do this to a family that elevated their quality of life? The Gautreaux would, and Bernard Charbonnet, Desiree Charbonnet's protecting them. That's how they were able to get the things out of the warehouse down in St. Bernard that are on the auction block now, you know, for Daniel Lanois, one of U2's producers. Yeah. Kingsway Music Corporation had passed themselves off as spiritual. They're a bunch of pedophiles. And if you want me to prove it, I'll tell you who was bringing their kid to the studio. Hum Board member, do you know about that? From Musicians Foundation, your friend. So I'll expose a lot more, but in the meantime, does anybody during the COVID, artists and musicians, have any of their items not returned to them when people closed their stores and didn't bother to call you or whatever? Because I'm starting to make a list and to help artists and musicians and people who use things to support themselves in the music industry. And we'll see if we can help collect. But anyway, so I love Overpasses for America, and we have James Neighbors on the line, and they had a great weekend last weekend. James, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yeah. Wait, talk louder, James. Put your headphones on in. Okay, good.
Yeah, I must have had my hands on my leg.
Right.
Now, the beautiful thing about this whole thing is while Overpass for America officially, you know, the people that I know of, had a great weekend, we were getting pictures in from all over the country of people who were just out doing it on their own. And when I started this whole thing, that was the whole point, was to give everybody a way to speak out. You know, you don't have to be with this movement, you know, to do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just do it. And, I mean, you know, I like seeing the pictures, and I like knowing the people that are out there doing it because they're good people. It's always good to know those kind of people, you know. And so I miss that part of them not being part of Overpasses, but it thrills me to death just to see people out there speaking out, because I'm telling you, we're changing what's going on in this country doing that. We are changing what's going on in this country because we reach far more people in a positive way than any riot over a thug that, you know, will ever accomplish. So being the good guy does pay off, because let's face it, who do you want to live with?
Right. Right. Most definitely. No, most definitely.
And we're changing the narrative. We're going to bring America back one overpass at a time by reminding America who they really are. And it's not bad people like they were told all the time.
Right. Yeah, just like this. Not all police officers are bad. You know, sometimes they have to have good police officers have to be around when something bad's happening to keep the dirty police officers from making it worse. I've come across a few of those.
I would like to point out to people that there is one common denominator with most of the bad policing in the United States. It also goes along with what cities are in the deepest hole, which ones have, like, the worst schools, and it all has to do with that left-wing ideology, Democrats. Mm-hmm. You really do go seriously look at the numbers, and if you look at the numbers of bad police, and I'm not, you know, there are definitely bad cops out there, everybody knows it, but the majority of them would treat it just like you or I would. That's how they treat their job. And they get a bad rap by these Democrat cops on a power trip.
Right. No, it's really sad because what happens, sometimes they're not paid enough, but that's no excuse to go off the rail and violate someone's civil rights. But we're going to be right back because we got to take a break. We're going to come right back with Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Chicken move, let me out of here.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Love Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in-service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hi, this is Clay with Switch Your Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 1 until 2 p.m. for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Peek into Brennan's, the Grand Dame restaurant on historic Royal Street in the French Quarter, to find The Roost, a quintessential and elegant southern bar overlooking a lush courtyard that welcomes all to partake in the merriment of New Orleans. The amusing aviary-inspired bar is home not only to the most progressive wine and food experience in New Orleans, but also an innovative cocktail program of traditional classics with distinctly relevant twists by the hand of lead bartender Lou Brow. Pop in and celebrate at Brennan's, Roost Bar at any hour of the day. Your Caribbean milk pie punch awaits.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
12 o'clock at night, you walk out the door. You told me, baby, you was going to the drugstore.
Hey, it's Trick Bag with Earl King. Hey James, finish telling us what you were saying. Listening WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. We're sitting here with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Well, actually, I have to comment on one of your commercials there, the Leidenheimer Bakery. He reminds me of Bob Stoops, the former coach of the University of Oklahoma.
It might like
anyway,
that.
It's weird, but it's right. Cool though, right? Because it makes me think about Oklahoma, and if you're ever thinking about Oklahoma, you have to think about Vans Pig Stand. It's the oldest
Vans Pig Stand. Oh yeah,
Vans Pig Stand. Yeah, it's the oldest barbecue joint in the entire state. Been here since 1929. I worked for him for a little short spell. And you know how it is. If you work somewhere and you go back to eat there later, then you know it's good.
I'm telling you,
this place has got ribs so good, your tongue will break out your teeth trying to get another bite.
No, it's wild. Because, even in a road in the 70s, we always looked for barbecue joints, you know, because we knew that the food was going to be good and stuff like that. You know, people make potato salad a little different all across the country, for real. But, you know, mainly those were the safe places. I'm kind of left my script at home, so I'm kind of trained in a way. I'm trying to do it from memory. It ain't happening, you know. But so Carl's making Carl in Missouri. They calls in from time to time, lets us know what's happening with him. He's having a writing party today.
Yeah, actually, him and the people who are in the Kansas City area have gotten together and are just making out, you know, pumping out banners like a factory right now. And
oh,
so
great.
He was too busy to call, you know, signs and banners and things like that. What they're working on out there is having, basically encircling Kansas City with protests on the overpasses.
Ooh, good deal, Carl.
Yeah, good deal. So, that was important, and he needed to take care of that. And,
oh, no, he's orchestrating, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the pictures. You know, of course,
right.
Now, anybody that's listening, if you want to see these pictures, you have to get on gab.com. We are nowhere else because we're too American for the other social media, and they've kicked us all off.
Right. No, Gab. Somebody sent me something today. Let me see what it. That I thought it was funny, and I asked them, "Where did you get it?" And they told me Gab, and it said, "Imagine taking orders." Huh?
Go ahead.
They said, "Imagine taking orders from liars, thieves, pedophiles, psychopaths, and mass murderers, and them thinking you're more virtuous than those who disobey."
Exactly.
You know, it's like, oh, great. I go, where'd you get that, Gab? Oh, perfect.
You know, I really enjoy Gab because you can hear any perspective on there. And I really have to say something for him. And if you're on the other social medias and you hear about Gab and you hear that, oh, my gosh, there's Nazis there. Well,
right.
There are. Okay, but you can block them.
Right.
But here's the point that I'm getting at. If you're on the other social medias, there are communists there that want to kill you, okay?
Uh-huh.
They aren't even playing around. They want you dead.
Right.
The Nazis on Gab just want you to dislike a certain group of people, and you can tell them to kick rocks and block them and never be bothered
right.
with them again.
Right.
Yeah, and so why would you want to stay around on Facebook and the others with people who really want to kill you?
Well, what, right.
You
so
know?
Facebook so, blew up today? What happened? I didn't, because
well,
I'm not on Facebook.
I'm not exactly certain of the official reason why, but what I do know is that 1.5 billion users on Facebook, their profiles were all scooped up by somebody else, some hackers, and now all of everybody on Facebook data is for sale on the dark web. Not just any old place, but we're talking it's the ultimate black market in the world. I went and snookered around on it one time just to, what is this thing, right? It's creepy. I don't ever want to go back. There's people there that you don't want to associate with.
Right.
And now everybody that's on Facebook, congratulations, the most criminal people on earth are now looking over your stuff.
Right. But that's good. That's what it was all about anyway, because didn't they send out a little survey or something to people who want Facebook, asking them if they should have a section for pedophiles? That's what somebody told me from 1818. And,
you know,
and they said that, and I go, what? I said, y'all better get off of that. They started pitching it to y'all for family values, like to share photos of your family members and your children as they grow. So you got little bitty babies, 4 years old, then dressing up, you know, and then you're putting them on the internet and they want a section for pedophiles. This is crazy. But did you ever see what the guy looked like, Zuckerberg? And then look what Zuckerberg did to the election, the Zuckerbucks. 500 million he put out. He could have fed people with that. Could have did, you know, I mean, I could go off, but I mean.
The sickest part about this is the pedophiles is what killed MySpace, but yet here goes Facebook.
Oh. You know? Oh, okay. You
know, I don't know if anybody remembers MySpace.
No, I knew MySpace. No, I remember MySpace. That's when I was just starting to learn about computers, but I didn't have a MySpace page.
Well, I did, and it was kind of like Facebook, and it was booming along pretty good. But yeah, there were weirdos all over the place on it. We already know they exist on Facebook. So let's hope, let's cross our fingers that the same thing happens to Facebook, because Zuckerberg's evil. We all know that he's evil.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'm not going to wish anything bad on the man. But I do wish that justice will be served. Take it as you will.
Oh no, it's a communist. You know, I mean, even when, you know, he set up that compound in Hawaii. I mean, I was in Hawaii for a while, and I mean, there's such a breeze at night that you could open the doors to your house and it blows your curtains. And so he erected a big, huge wall, you know, so it's not too, he wasn't too coexisting with his neighbors, let's say. You know, he's got an oceanfront property and he builds a wall. So, but, you know, it's just
it
like.
It blocks the breeze for everybody else.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Right. Mark. Thanks a lot.
Right. And
these people have just, they're immoral, you know.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's why overpasses protest. We don't want these people ruling over us.
We're decent
people.
I try not.
We all do.
Right. I try not to listen to anybody. And so this is another thing somebody sent to me. He goes, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept stupid people the way they are, courage to maintain my self-control, and the wisdom to know that if I act on it, I'll go to jail.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, I think I've been very nice. Been very nice.
That's right. Sound advice.
So we're going to slide over. It's coming up on 8 o'clock. We'll see you same time next week, James. And we're going to have one of the candidates for mayor on, too, next week with Mr. Neighbors and see what Carl got together. So I'll talk to you later.